You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
First, the news, starring someone named Shelley.
Yeah. And coming up in the news, Bigfoot's genitals sneak back in the news today. I'll tell you about that. And Walmart is not getting TikTok. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Do you know how much insurance you really have? Because it matters when you're in an accident. Let Huffman and Huffman make sure you get what you deserve. So Kanye is not on the Virginia ballot, but he has filed an appeal. The Washington Post says independent presidential candidate Kanye West is fighting to get back on the ballot in Virginia, urging the state's highest court to weigh in quickly because, you know, ballots are already being printed, absentee voting starts soon. So attorneys for Kanye filed an appeal with the Supreme Court of Virginia seeking to overturn the Richmond Circuit Court filing that found that the Kanye West campaign had tricked some voters into helping him get on the ballot. But it's not just us. He has now missed the deadline to appear on the Wisconsin presidential ballot. He did that. He missed it by just 14 seconds.
Oh, pretty soon he's going to be his own sitcom.
Oh, that Kanye.
14 seconds, though? That's crazy. The judge upheld the decision to keep him off the ballot. The judge there ruled in favor of the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Friday, effectively keeping Kanye off the ballot in the state. Quote, "The unfortunate fact is this dispute could have been avoided had West's representative simply arrived earlier."
There you go.
You know, 14 seconds earlier. He noted that the signatures required to get on the ballot were gathered in 2 days, and that the campaign was warned that they were cutting it a little too close. Kanye, who announced his candidacy back in July, has been denied from the presidential ballot in multiple states due to lack of signatures on nominating petitions and failure to meet filing deadlines. He was also admitted that his campaign may only be an attempt to take votes away from Democratic nominee Joe Biden.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Yeah. Elsewhere, the deadline from President Trump on TikTok is coming up, and we had Walmart offering to buy it with Microsoft, and some others were trying to get TikTok, but TikTok's owner has now chosen Oracle over all of them as its preferred suitor to buy the popular video sharing app.
Interesting.
This is according to a source familiar with the deal. The Associated Press says the choice comes a week before President Trump's deadline to ban it in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Microsoft said in a statement yesterday that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, quote, "let us know today that they would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to Microsoft."
Wow.
The Trump administration had threatened to ban TikTok by mid-September. I think September 20th is the date on that. They ordered ByteDance to sell its U.S. business, claiming national security risks due to Chinese ownership.
Right.
A person familiar with the deal who was not authorized to speak publicly said Oracle will emerge as the winner, but an outright sale of TikTok is unlikely.
Oh, interesting. So they would be a partner of some kind? That's kind of crazy. I know Walmart was going to be part of that Microsoft deal. Mm-hmm. They were going to own part of the TikTok franchise, which was seen as kind of a way for them to divest themselves of, not divest, but to branch out of the hard goods world and into this just another entirely different line of business.
Yeah, they were like, "Let's do this. All right, we can get in on this." And
sure. Well, we have a platform and we have a huge customer base. Mm-hmm. What if we started making games and stuff and just marketing that to, you know, the existing people that we have?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So they're saying that they're not selling it per se.
Yeah, it says an outright sale of TikTok is unlikely.
So they're,
is how it was worded.
Then they're looking like some kind of a partnership. Well, I've wondered all along, how can a government force you to sell a business? I don't think they can. What they can say is that what we're going to do is outlaw your business in our country.
And that's what we're going to do.
Unless you sell it.
Yep.
But apparently these guys don't believe that that's going to happen because they're saying that an outright sale is not happening. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Going forward, I don't know. I've watched TikToks. I don't have a TikTok channel. I mean, I don't make them or anything like that, so I don't have a lot of skin in this game. They're very entertaining.
Well, there are some people who, you know, are the TikTok influencers or whatever, who are making like hundreds of thousands or millions. I don't even know how much you make per video, but...
But this would crush their businesses.
Yeah, because I remember reading down the list of them. They were on TMZ a couple of weeks back. All these people who were so upset, like, "I don't know what I'm going to do if TikTok goes away."
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah. Well, I do know also on the internet was Captain America's junk. On Saturday, Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, accidentally shared his camera roll on his Instagram story, which is a huge fear that I have of that happening. It included a shot of his engorged junk. There was also a picture of his face with the text, "Guard that kitty." Kitty there.
Kitty.
Another report said Chris Evans appeared to accidentally upload nude photos of himself while trying to post an Instagram video on Saturday. While playing a game of Heads Up, the Captain America star, 39 years old, shared a video with his 5.7 million followers without trimming the clip, revealing a gallery of videos and pictures, including one photo featuring an erect penis. Now, the penis came down pretty quick, the picture, but you can find it with a simple Google image search. Chris hasn't commented, but other celebrities did, like his Avengers co-star Mark Ruffalo tweeted, "While Trump is in office, there's nothing you could possibly do to embarrass yourself. See silver lining. Way to make a wiener political." Yeah. Chris's brother, Scott, said, "Was off social media for the day yesterday, so what I miss?" Chrissy Teigen posted something about having not safe for work images on her phone. She didn't specifically mention Chris Evans' situation, but memes have been circulating ever since, calling it America's D-word and a welcome new member of the Avengers and the most fantastic one of the Fantastic Four.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big mistake. So how does this actually happen where you share all these extra images?
I'm not sure.
Don't you have to pick each image?
He didn't.
Or is there some selection on Instagram that allows you to just throw them all up there?
They said he didn't trim whatever it was. And, you know, they don't mean his manscaping.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever he did on the video, he didn't trim
whatever
it
he
down.
Did, he done did it wrong is what you're saying.
Essentially, yep. Mm-hmm. Elsewhere, Shia LaBeouf explained the origin of his name.
Buff is my father's last name, which is misspelled because my grandmother was a beatnik poet, and in the 50s, it wasn't cool to be a lesbian in Louisiana, so she changed the spelling, moved here, and started being Ginsburg's Beard. Oh. And the first name Shia is Yiddish, means gift from God. Last name means the beef in French, so my name means thank God for beef.
Thank God for beef. That's it right there.
I like it.
Meanwhile, with Shia, Harry Styles has announced his next movie role following Christopher Nolan's 2017 war epic Dunkirk. The 26-year-old singer has replaced Shia LaBeouf, actually. He's joined Olivia Wilde's psychological thriller, Don't Worry, Darling, as a replacement for actor Shia LaBeouf, who had to drop out of the project due to some scheduling conflicts. Now, Olivia Wilde, of course, is the daughter of Leslie Cockburn, who ran in 2018 to be a congresswoman in Virginia. And as the midterm elections came to a close in 2018, it was revealed that Cockburn, who was running as a Democrat in Virginia's 5th congressional district race, had fallen to Republican candidate Denver Riggleman, who wrote a book of Bigfoot erotica.
Oh, I remember. We had him on. It was a great interview.
Yep. Yeah. Cockburn wrote, "My opponent, Denver Riggleman, running mate of Corey Stewart, was caught on camera campaigning with a white supremacist." That was in July of 2018. Now he's been exposed as a devotee of Bigfoot erotica. This is not what we need on Capitol Hill. Now, along with the accusations, she also posted a screenshot from his Instagram featuring a hairy, muscular Bigfoot with his genitals covered by a censored bar. The image, according to Denver Riggleman, was expected to be used as the cover art for his book, which was titled Mating Habits of Bigfoot and Why Women Want Him.
Oh, I think we know why.
You know what? I actually didn't look up to see if the book ever came out because as of the 2018 election, it hadn't been released. I remember when we were talking to him, it hadn't come out yet. So, and, you know, Denver now on Capitol Hill, so he's become very busy. I don't know.
Congressman Riggleman.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yes. That is correct. Harry Styles now joins a cast that includes Olivia Wilde, Chris Pine, and Florence Poe. Don't Worry, Darling, which Wilde will also direct and produce, is set in the 1950s at an isolated utopian community in the California desert and centers on a housewife who uncovers a disturbing truth about her seemingly perfect life.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. I know. Yes. I'm with you.
It was really just a chance for me to say Leslie Cockburn and talk about Bigfoot's junk.
Bigfoot's junk.
Elsewhere, Australian weather reporter Lauren Phillips was doing a live spot in a field in Australia when Thor, Chris Hemsworth, happened by and helped her out with the report.
Wow. Let's check your weekend weather now with Lauren Phillips. Hi, Loz.
Hi, Beck. I am in Scone this morning. I've been telling you all morning I'm in the horse capital of Australia, but I was yet to find a horse, so I thought I should hot-foot it up to one of the horse studs and check out the beautiful,
Heard you talking about looking for some horses. There's a bunch down here, actually. What are you doing?
Well, we're doing the weather for the Today Show. You want to help me out?
Yeah, let's mispronounce all of these. Cairns, possible shower, 28. What do you got here? Adelaide? Rain at times. Can't tell you exactly what time, but there would definitely be rain at some point. 20 degrees.
Oh, I've lost my job. They're kicking me off.
What's your job?
You're on tomorrow morning.
What about that? Chris Hemsworth just happened to be... Oh, did that just happen?
I think it might have just happened.
He just read the weather on weekend today.
No way he was just happening.
On weekend today.
I know.
No way he was just happening by, though.
Like, they set those things up, so controlled, you know? Like, the crowd around the people and everything. I feel like that was a setup. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it in Australia.
True.
I know in the world of COVID, I don't think they're just letting people walk up to you.
You know?
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth or not.
She played it.
She did.
They sounded surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Their Today Show is much more loose than ours. It looks exactly like our Today Show, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't even know who started what, but theirs is filled with sexual innuendo, and it's throwback 30 years.
Right.
It's always that.
Well.
So maybe they play a little loose with the rules. Not exactly sure.
Maybe. On TV around here, tonight it's back. USA Today says that for those looking for some normalcy, tonight marks the return of Jeopardy for its 37th season.
Oh, wow. Good.
So around here, that'll be before football, too. Alex Trebek, who has been battling pancreatic cancer, recorded the show without a studio audience. So you might notice that. You might notice some changes to the set, as there will be more space between the contestants, as well as a safe distance between them and Alex Trebek.
Kind of has to be, right?
Yeah. And Wheel of Fortune is back tonight, too, I believe, with the wheel spinning cover. Didn't we talk about that last week?
Yeah, the little condom that you put over the pickets that stick up.
Yes.
So you can spin it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then finally... If you like bringing a classy box of wine with you wherever you go, the fine people at Franzia just created a backpack that holds an entire box of wine and even has a spout on the side for easy pouring.
Oh, man. That's where we're at, huh?
They are set to go on sale Sunday. A backpack will cost you
$32. $32, and then you got to buy the $8 box of wine that goes in.
And then you get to, yes.
The good stuff.
That's right.
The good stuff.
Around here today, where's Chris Hemsworth when you need him? A chance of showers, patchy fog, otherwise partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight, 66 is your low, partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now, we're at 77 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Thank you so much.